Well, it may not have been a win like that 1950 Miracle on Grass game between the U.S. and England when the U.S. actually won 1-0, but it's an upset nonetheless. We're talking about Saturday, and we're talking about the World Cup rematch. It ended in a 1-1 tie after Team USA got some unexpected help from England's goalie.
Dempsey.
Oh, and Rob Green's let it in. It's a howler, and the USA are level. The man in the green jersey, the man with green on the name of his shirt, has given away one of the softest goals you'll ever see at this level of football. And the lucky man is Clint Dempsey.
And the lucky show is the takeaway, because we've got George Vesey of the New York Times, sports columnist and World Cup specialist. George, obviously a lucky goal for the United States on Saturday that brought them to the 1-1 tie. But we got to step back. Our first look at the USA side in the World Cup, what do we think?
Resourceful. Enough skill, more skill than you've ever seen from a U.S. squad before, even last year against Spain and Brazil. They moved the ball very well in the second half when they had finally got drawn even, and they were able to go totally full tilt against the English for the last 45 minutes.
Now, Tim Howard, the U.S. goalie, really kept the U.S. in the match in that second half. England was buzzing around the net, shot after shot. Tim Howard, the goalie, kept them at bay for the 1-1 tie. But he got kicked in the ribs really hard, and I think he has a couple broken ones. Is he going to be coming back?
Well, your information must be pretty good. I've seen suggestions of that, and obviously they don't let it out. I really don't know. I mean, if he has two broken ribs, I don't see where a doctor will clear him to play. But you just have to wait and see. If he can play, he's certainly a boost for the United States because they rely on him. They have two good Premier League goalies behind him, but it's not the same thing as your number one. The U.S. proportionally relies more on goalkeepers, perhaps, than other countries. We have great athletes in goal, and we psychologically rely on them. I joked about it the other day, calling us the hands nation.
Right.
And there's a little bit to that.
Right, and maybe if your defense isn't as strong as it could be, you rely on that goalie. I guess that's the point. Real quickly, George Vesey, stepping away from our group, Ghana got a 1-0 stunner over Serbia.
Yeah, Ghana played very well. Serbia made a mistake. They also got themselves a red card, which they could have done without. But that's part of the match, part of the sport also. No, Ghana played very well. I happened to be in two pubs yesterday at 7:30 with some Slovene people, and then at 10 o'clock with some Ghanaian people. But it didn't carry over to the third match. I was in an Australian pub, and it didn't work for them.
All right, George Vesey, head back to the pubs, my man. That's where we need you. George Vesey, sports columnist, soccer specialist for the New York Times, covering the World Cup. George, thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.